USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says a report that he only paid a few $100s in income taxes in recent years is fake news.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it.
The New York Times reporting that Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and again in 2017 and paid no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years.
That's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done.
Trump says the world will see the truth once an audit of his returns is over, though he can't say when that will be. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute debate to be moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham planning to start hearings on Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination in just about 2 weeks. President Trump predicting she'll be confirmed before Election Day. And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said yesterday it is indeed an ambitious schedule.
We've been in conversations with Leader McConnell, with Chairman Graham. He is going to put forth a pretty aggressive schedule for hearings and markups that we believe will happen in the middle part of October. And if all goes well, then a vote on the floor sometime before the election.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Suicides among active duty U.S. military on the rise. Army officials report the numbers have jumped by as much as 30% with 114 suicides this year. Former Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale is out of a Florida hospital after barricading himself in his home yesterday and threatening to harm himself. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the 123rd consecutive day of protests following the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor back in March, well, it was calm from beginning to end for a change. Speakers on Sunday condemning last week's grand jury decision not to indict any of the Louisville Metro police officers involved in the raid that ended with Taylor being fatally shot as they were seeking her boyfriend on drug charges. One officer was indicted for firing into a neighboring apartment, but not directly for the death of the 26-year-old EMT. The Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression calling Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron to publicly release all the information presented to the grand jury. California facing more severe wildfire dangers, a red flag warning going into effect for much of Northern California and parts of Southern California over the weekend, a heat wave, low humidity, and gusty winds increasing the risk of fires that could spread quickly. Wildfires have burned over 3.7 million acres in this record-setting fire season in California. And the 2020 NBA Finals matchup is set. The LA Lakers and the Miami Heat will square off for the Larry O'Brien Trophy beginning on Wednesday at the NBA Bubble in Orlando. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.